Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, June 5th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about a landmark constitutional court ruling concerning the rights of detainees.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
For me, the greatest victory is that we've not only won Makotonga, Selina and my other colleagues, but Zimbabwean women have won. And those who are finding themselves in police cells will feel that this victory is theirs too.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the rights of detainees.
The Constitutional Court today ruled that Harare Central Police Station holding cells are inhabitable and violate the rights of detainees. The court directed the state to provide clean water, toilets, clean mattresses, blankets, among other issues.
WOSA leaders Jenny Williams, Magodonga Mahlangu, Selina Madukani and Clara Manjengwa, through their lawyers from the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, petitioned the Supreme Court seeking an order compelling the government to ensure that holding cells at Harare Central Police Station meet basic hygienic conditions. WOSA cited the then co-ministers of Home Affairs, Kembo Mohadi and Teresa Makone, Police Commissioner General Augustine Chihuri, and the then Attorney General Johannes Tomana as respondents in the case. The WOSA leaders petitioned the court after their arrest and detention in 2011 under conditions that they allege constituted inhuman and degrading treatment in violation of Section 15(1) of the old constitution.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is 1-202-465-0318.
Onguka Gibbs nasi tulahuti tinge tichitarisa nezve nyaya yekodzero dzevasungwa kanawo vanhu vanenge vakambochengetedzwa nemapurisa mumatirongo kana mumajeri nekuti nasi papo wamutongo nedare repamusoro reconstitutional court wekuti aiwa kana uri munhu uri mutirongo zvikuru sei paHarare Central Police Station haufaniri kubatwa semhuka. Nekuti paHarare Central Police Station senyaya yakakwidzwa kudare repamusoro-soro neWOSA hakuna mvura yekumwa, haukwanise kuona zuva. Madzimai anenge akachengetedzwawo anga achiti haasi kubatwa zvakanaka nemapurisa. Kune inda vanhu havakwanise kurara nekuti hakuna magumbeza acho kuti unge uchifuga. Nekudare repamusoro-soro reconstitutional court rapamutongo wekuti vanhu havafaniri kugara munzvimbo dzakadaro, nekuti nyangwe uri musungwa kana kuti wakachengetedzwa nemapurisa unofanira kunge une kodzero dzako.
ukubuka kahle ka blessing udabalo namhlanje ngoba nxa umuntu engavele valelwe khona ngale akutsho ukuthi ulecala kutsho ukuthi umelele ukuthi uyehlolisiswa icala lakho nxa sisikhangela ke okwafakwa emthethweni ndaba yiwoza labanye nje ababalisa uSelina Madukani labo Clara kwenye ngazani sibili babe bonti khona ngale eRemand prison eRemand police station yankona akumanga kahle akula ngubo kumbe nxa ingubo zikhona kugcela intwala kumbe akula amathishu ukuthi basebenzise akula amamatrasi ulala phansi uze usubuke so ke basebecela ke ukuthi hayi idala likhuluma ukuthi kumele kwenze njani so kwethulwe lamhla ukuthi sokumele kulungiswe siyakwazi ukuthi udaba lolo soludonsile sibili kusukisela ngo-2011 iminyaka emine mfowethu kungenziwa ngalutho kodwa ke hayi bathe bathabile kakhulu esiqoke labo esikhulumela ke udirector wehoza uJenny Williams saphinda sakhuluma lomunye wakhe futhi njalo uMakodongo Mahlangu abathe lokhu akwenzela ukuthi kumbe kuzanceda bona but kuzanceda ilizwe lonke ngoba bathi hayi kuhambe kahle.
For those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the rights of detainees following this landmark constitutional court ruling. And Gibbs, I think we have our guests lined up. First, we have Jenny Williams, one of the co-founders of WOZA. Jenny, good evening.
Yes, good evening to Gibbs and Blessing and to all the listeners.
Thank you so much. And we are also being joined by Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, a lawyer, Zimbabwe Chibwa. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great. And thanks for joining us once again. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Jenny, I know that you are very happy today. So tell us, you know, what transpired today? And we know that there's this ruling that has come out of the case that you put before the courts.
Yes, and I'm also joined here with Makotonga Mahlangu, who will also help add where I lose my words. But we were very excited yesterday around 1 o'clock to get a message from the Director of Lawyers for Human Rights telling us that our ruling would be handed down today. And so we quickly made arrangements to go to Harare. And we woke this morning and we just pinched each other and we said, let's not have high hopes. Mm-hmm. We don't know what will happen. And so when we went into the court at 20 to 10 this morning, the three justices came forward and Justice Ziyambi made her ruling. It was quite short, to the point and direct, and hit at the heart of the matter. And I think for her, it was very clear that the cell conditions at Harare Central Police Station are not fitting for human beings, they're not fitting for women, and they have to be corrected. And the way in which women were treated, ourselves included, are not in alignment with the Constitution, Section 15 and 23. And she also then went further to order structural changes to Harare Central Police Station. So really we are very happy that this long struggle from the arrest of the 15th of April 2010 and our 6 days in custody in that hellhole have borne fruit not only for us but also for Zimbabweans.
Thank you. If you can bring Godonga. Magodonga, you're on the line now?
Yes, I'm on the line. Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Good evening. Yeah, of course, I'm a graduate of Harare Central Cells. I was detained there at one time. But for starters, like my good friend Gibbs here, can you tell us what are the conditions like?
Yeah, the conditions are really a nightmare. It's inhuman. You can imagine if you want to use the loo, the toilet, you ask for a toilet paper that is yours, that you know you're keeping somewhere in the detention room, that you're told just use your hands, and then there's no water. And by the time when we were detained in the police cells, we could not access the cells because they were filled with human streets. So we spent 6 nights on the corridor, on the floor, no blankets. So today the ruling was really a relief. It was, it gave us hope as human rights defenders that not only was it going to benefit, but every Zimbabwean, every citizen of this country, anyone who unfortunately end up in police custody is going to benefit from this ruling.
So it was a massive ruling
for us.
Gibbs.
Yeah, I'm told that when you're detained, you're given bacon and eggs.
Nothing like that.
During that time.
I did not eat anything.
I talked to Wiwa. You said so. I hope Wiwa is listening to me. So, coming back to you, Mr. Zimbabwe Chimbwa, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am. Now, I'm just enjoying the happy client speaking just before me there.
Uh-huh. So, go ahead. What do you think? What is your take on, you know, winning this case, literally?
Well, it's, I think certainly we have to thank Jane and Magodonga and all the women that they work with who were brave enough to see this case through against all adversity and actually take on the state and bring this case to the Constitutional Court on an issue that is supposed to be of concern to any person in Zimbabwe. He rightfully pointed out, we are all potential clients of Harare Central Police Station or any other cell in Zimbabwe for that matter. And you really want that principle to be reinforced that, you know, when your liberty has been taken away because you are an accused person, that doesn't mean that all the other rights that go to the core of your human dignity should also be affected. And I think this is what this case was all about. And Jane has done a good job to outline the challenges that they faced by being in these cells. They lived like, I could say, like animals, you know. It's like animals actually have better homes, you know. So the Constitutional Court, we are quite happy that it reinforced the constitutional rights of the human rights to dignity as we understand them. And obviously we are excited about it, but we also move into the second phase that is more critical, which is issues around compliance with this judgment. And that is a big one. I do not want to preempt the reaction of the state, but we sincerely hope that they take this judgment seriously and reflect the new constitutional decision and give effect to the judgment, and we hope it will go like that.
Asi tichitarisawo zvinoitika imo mumatirongo nemumajeri, ukambosungwa mubvunzo waunobvunzwa nemunhu wekutanga ndewekuti wakarumwa nenda here, sei vanhu vachiita unge ndo zvinofanira kunge zvichiitika mumajeri kana kuti mumatirongo? Vanhu vanenge vasungwa vane kodzero dzakaita sei pasi pemutemo?
Pakati peminyaya yemutemo iyi, vanhu vanenge vakusungwa vanofanirwa kungochengetedzwa sevanhuwo vari kudzimba dzavo. Vanofanirwa kuchengetedzwa panzvimbo dzakanaka, vanofanirwa kuwanikwa vaine chimbuzi chakachenawo, vanofanirwa kuwanikwa vaine mvura yekugeza miviri, maoko chaiwo, uye nemvura yekunwa nezvimwe zvakadaro. Hazvirevi kuti kana wasungwa uchimbuzi une mhosva yawapara, kodzero dzimwe dzako dzese dzichidzotorwa. Saka zvinhu izvozvo zvakafanana zvamuri taura zvekuti unotanga wakuma nenda zvinoratidza kuti nzvimbo idzodzidzi dzinochengetedza vanhu ava dzichengetedzwi zvakanaka. Saka takatarisana nemumbi mutemo raivako nerava kuidzva nejudgment yabuda, tinoona zvese zvichiwirirana kuti kana munhu ari musungwa hazvirevi kuti munhu iyeye asiri munhu, anofanirwa kuchengetedzwa semunhu ane dzimwe kodzero dzese, kusara kwekodzero yekufamba kwaachienda kwese kwaangada panguva inenge ichiitwa nyaya yake.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Regai timbonzwe kuti vateereri vari kuti kudii. Muteereri wedu ndimukoma Joseph vari kusouth Africa. Makadi mukoma Joseph?
Enyu baba.
Aiwa, tiripo. Muri kuonawo sei mutongo waturwa nedare repamusorosoro?
Ini ndinofara nemutongo waturwa nedare.
Mm-hmm.
Nekuti ndinofunga ava manga muchibvunzana navo mukatarisa pameseji yangu ndozvandanyora.
Mm-hmm.
Saka ndokuda kwokuti muZimbabwe nyaya yekuchengetedzwa kwekodzero, vangava vasungwa kana vari panze chaipo chaipo, mm-hmm, kodzero hadzibatwi zvakanaka.
Mm-hmm.
Asi chikodzero inyaya yokuti vanodzivi vacho vakabata mutemo.
Mm-hmm.
havauchenge havakwanisi kuti vaubate sezvazviri nokuda kwekuti iye zvinezvi mukatarisa musungwa nekunga kune isu kwatiri kusouth africa munoziva kuti takatanga kuya tichiita zvemabhodha jambing asi taiti kana mukange masungwa muchiinda kuya kwamunonzwa kuti kuri mindera taitobatwawo zvakanakwa mumatronge kune nguva yekutoti munonzi vanhu budai mumajeri maari masikati aya mokirinwa nevanhu vanoshanda imomo mochena kana chiri chikafu chero chikafu chausingadi unototaura kuti handichide unotochengetedzwa zvakanaka nekuda kwekuti vanenge vachiziva kuti kuti wasungwa zviri kuti kodzero dzako dzese dzinenge dzaakufanirwa kutsikirirwa nokuda kwemunhu anenge achinzi mupurisa kana kuti mugadhijeri asi kuzimbabwe kazhinji kacho kana ukange watova mutirongo wotoziva kuti hausina chaunokwanisa kutaura kana kukombulena pamusoro pezvazvo but unoku takatoona vazhinji maforena isu zvatiri kuno kusouth africa maforena vamwe vachitovhurira kesi kumugadhijeri abuda mujeri kutovhura kuti uyu akandirova uyu akandiita sei achitotongwa kana kumiswa basa but kuzimbabwe mupurisa nyanga akaita chinhu chakaipa sei kumusungwa hai inongonzi kodzero yekuita zvaanoda kumusungwa because haasina kodzero saka kuzimbabwe mutongo waturwa waturwa chose asi ini handifungi kuti mutongo wemapurisa vangauchengetedza nokuda kwokuti kuzimbabwe kune kutarisa kuti uri unobuda mumba mani uye unoita nezvemuzimbabwe uye uri chii unozivikanwa here kana usingazivikanwi kuti uri nhiji unongobatwawo seimbwa imomo mutirongo ndo zvinhu zvandinoona zviri muzimbabwe asi kutura kwavaita mutongo zvaataura zvese zvakanaka especially kana kukodzero dzemadzimai dzese dzamanotaura kuti madzimai akasungwa anonzi vamwe vanobvisiswa zvipfeko mujeri vamwe vanoitwa sei zvakakonzerwa izvozvo nokuda kwokuti vatinoti ivo ndo vakuru vacho mukati menyika yedu havagoni kuti vadzore vanhu vavanenge vachiti vanofanirwa kupinda uyezve vanhu vomuzimbabwe vazhinji havasati vaziva mutemo wokuti chaivo mupurisa akakuitira zvakaipa uri mutirongo unokwanisa kuti uzomuvhurirawo kesi pachake asi I think mutemo woyo uri ikoini
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Joseph nekupinda muchirongwa chedu of course Joseph is saying even at Lindela holding cells in South Africa the situation is better at least the cells are cleaned and there are some rights that they are afforded but he's saying sadly that is not the case in Zimbabwe
very painful indeed that a foreign country another country can handle Zimbabweans much better than the Zimbabwean government sad indeed
very sad
So now, let's get back to you, Ms. Williams. Tell us, at the end of the day, do you think that the government is going to implement this?
Yes, I do think that they're going to implement it, but and we will also make sure, because if they violate this ruling, they will now be facing contempt of charges. But, you know, there are things that they can implement right now today. We are just arriving in Bulawayo from Harare, and we thought to pass at Bulawayo Central Police Station and inspect to see if the prisoners were already wearing their shoes. That's how quick this thing can be done. It's just a matter of the person in charge of the police station making the decision to say, let me give people their dignity. That's as simple as it is. The other issues, the structural changes, are also not absolutely major changes. You know, if you want to bring water into a place and you've already got water there, it means all you are doing is running some more pipes to separate the toilet from the washing basin. So also those things are not absolutely severe things. But the hardest thing will be to change the mentality. You know, those police officers at that low level have this authoritarian dictatorship syndrome deep in them. You know, I will never forget one day some sex workers were arrested and they were told, when you are arrested here, you are not allowed to walk on your legs. You must kneel and come to us kneeling, and anything you do or say, you must do that kneeling to us. This is the attitude. If you can hear how one of the police officers told Makotonga, she said, please, I just want to get my toilet paper from my kit that is kept in the locker. It's already feeding time. She just needs to be taken a few steps and got. She was told, no, use your fingers. This is an attitudinal
national problem that stems from the rule of law denigration, and that will be harder to change. But we started this by being arrested. ZLHR, Lawyers for Human Rights, came to help us. We took it to the Supreme Court. Today, Mrs. Yambi has come on board and been part of preferring the solution. Now we are throwing it to Zimbabweans. Be part of the solution. Demand your rights. Change those police officers' mentality.
Yes, I want to get Jennings. Where Makoto Mashango? Ngamafijani. Sizwa kuthiwa ke lidlule khona mpoke e-police station e-central kobulawayo liboneni khonaphana sebekulungisele yini beligijima sibi
hayi sidrive ngaphandle sizithibile bekuthi singene ngokuthaba khona besifuna singene sibone ukuthi hayi yekele siwabekile ilanga sizahamba kona le ruling sebatshengisa kona sibabalele phansi kodwa okhulu kakhulu esikhathanduli ngikhuluma ngakho kakhulu kazi ukuthi khona lusuku oluhle kakhulu lamhlanje ezimbabwe olwenzakeleyo ukuthi khona njengezizalo nje zibathi sizizothise thina kungakhathakaleki ukuthi ungubani ungaphi ukuliphi izenga ungaphi kodwa okuqakathekileyo ukuthi khona usulelungele i-constitution ezimbabwe yasekuhle elungelelo lamhlanje i-Supreme Court igcizelele ukuthi asiyekeleni ukubambana njengenyamazana njengezizalwane zezimbabwe kuqakathekile ukuthi amapholisa abekwazi lokho uqakathekile wena sikuboshwa nxa ubotshiwe kuthiwa wabotshwa ukwazi ukuthi ukuba yisoyitsha laphana akutsho ukuthi usuguqukile kwa umuntu ulokhu ungumuntu omlahlonitshwe omele abanjwe lanxa uthole lecala kodwa kumele utholakale ukuthi khona ubanjwa ngendlela yiyo amapholisa azame ukuthi asize isizwe sezimbabwe sibe ngabantu emhlabeni ukuthi khona sihloniphane nasodwa ngoba angiboni ukuthi nxa ngumpholisi uyawumoshakale ngaphi nxa ungavumela umuntu ukuthi abe lamalungelo akhe okuhamba ngezicathulo ukuba le mpahla engaphakathi yokugqoka ukuhlonipha nje umuntu la kuyakwenza uhlonipheke obe lesithunzi
ye ufaka kahle sibili kakhulu siyabonga kakhulu ungayikhajani ubambi khonapa
rigaitende kune mwe mutereri kumondoroko kuna vachafa vachafa makadi Vachafa?
Hello,
muri kuti kudini mutongo wapi wanedare repamusoro soro uyu wekuti matirongo anofanira kugara akashambidzikawo.
Oh, mutongo uyu wakanaka chaizvo. Hurumende yedu ichitedzera zvinenge zvarehwa nemutongo yedare. Taiti zvinhu zvinoshanda. Asi iye zvino zvinhu zvacho zviripo hongu mutongo watongwa. But if you can go for it, Jesus, 2 months from now, unoona zvinhu zvacho zvakadaro. Kazvinhu kana vasina kuita zvinhu zvatarwa nedare. Vosungwa vanhu ivavo. Vobvunzika vamboita vanogara imomo mutukizi imomo. Then I think kuti ivo vaministe vanovakuva kuri vemapurisa. Vanozozova kuti zvichiva vanhu vari kutaura zvinhu zvakanaka. Nekuti zvezvo mapurisa. Mapurisa emuzimbabwe haaite zvekuti anoinvestita nyaya. Anongofunga kuti munhu kana akangosungwa akaitwa mustokisi nyaya yakuona kuti kupera wakutoenda kujeri. Vanhu vanenge ndo investigation yavo yekuita saka vachiita zvinhu zvakadaro uye vanoita upinyi nemunhu vanenge ane mhosva yekuto kana iye akakunda munhu iye akuita mhosva yakadaro vane zvakauya vanangoti havo Harare Central but mastokisi ese mazhinji ekuti ezvipecherewa Harare voziitai tomwe ndi 3/4 yavo ndakabva Harare yavo zvichema hakuna inopedzi yakanaka
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vachafa nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
aiwa tinotenda
Gibbs, now back to you, Mr. Chimgwa. Are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Now, let's get this right. Does this ruling actually apply to all holding cells, police holding cells in Zimbabwe, or is specifically for Harare Prison, the central police station?
Well, the ruling is actually specific to the Harare holding cells because the conditions that were being talked about, the complaints that were being made by Jenny Williams and the three others relate to Harare police station. But I think the principles can be applied to other holding cells. For example, there is no way, for example, an officer in charge in Gweru can say that because this ruling related to Harare Central Police Station, we can deny women their undergarments because that ruling didn't apply to us. But obviously, there are other things like the structural things. They are specific to Harare Central Station for the reasons that those were the ones that have been found to be in violation of the Constitution of Zimbabwe. And you might also be interested to know that there was another case which was dealing with the same issues that pertained to Makati Police Station as well as Highlands Police Station, because the famous catching the case, it also dealt with the issue of the conditions of police stations. So now in Zimbabwe, there are three police stations that have actually been condemned by the Constitutional Court. But I think in my view, surely the prison officers, the police officers around the country need to take notice of what has been said in this judgment in relation to rights of individuals when they are in detention.
Thank you so much, Z. Of course, we also encourage our listeners to take advantage of WhatsApp, Facebook, Twitter. You can also send us an email, studio7@voanews.com. Gibbs, let's just quickly what we have on. We can read what we have on Facebook and WhatsApp. Let's start with WhatsApp. And Awe says, thank you very much, Woza. My young brother died in 2009, June, after being detained there as well. He caught meningitis. I believe the cell conditions caused the illness thanks to the ruling. Tatenda says, I vehemently agree with the court's ruling. The ruling is good. The police should take into consideration the human rights of the detainees. Rizai says, good if they can follow it. Arnold says, it took Woza members to be arrested so that the courts can hand down a ruling. Shame. Mutisi says, that's a great ruling if only the powers that be will implement it. Hebert says, that is right, considering that some people are detained for no apparent reason at all. Gibbs.
And on Facebook, Blessing, we've got Desmond Paris in the Mo, who writes, this is a very good move. Then we've got Gaines Manda, who says, it's a fair judgment and the follow-up by independent persons must be put in place. Then we've got Tanya, who writes, yeah, people should respect the rights of everyone, despite that these are offenders. They are supposed to ignore the difference between gender equity and equality. On equity, there are certain extra things a woman wants after equality, like sanitary pads and undergarments. Hope they are to comply with the ruling. Then we've got Marandini, who says, this is a move in the right direction. And then Courage simply writes, I love this. And then Godfrey's Reba, in the end, good wins over evil. On that point, one day, our beloved country shall be free. Then we've got Mark Bard, who writes, what a disgusting thing. They should do it without the court forcing them to do it. Shame to the prison and governing authorities. Shame on the minister. They have no companion. What a disgrace. I think I'll stop there at the moment so that we can take a caller.
Yeah. Yes. Tina, my Venencio Makadi.
Makadi.
Tiripo, mnotu kudi ni mtongo wapi wa Nidaro?
Ah, ini ni chokona kwangu za. Jinaona kutuzi. It is no code zera. Ndiki mnuesa anafana kuri mekeza kwa zera. Jemumi wa mwono. Ndiki wewe uri paunenge uri nechinzimbe taunenge uri unenge utori somebody saka munhu usafana kuremekedza mumwe munhu nchinzimbo chaanenge ari kana achimutarisa eidha mukuru eidha ane chinzimbo chaanenge ari magovernment eidha vakadzi kunyanyanya vakadzi ndovandiroda kutaura takanyatsokunangana navo munhu ngaare murume ngaaremekedze wekodzero dzemukadzi nekuti mukadzi mubatsiri
Saka mafara ni mtongo wapi wao wekuti madzimai kana vasungwa wao vange vachibatwa zvakanaka kwete zviri kuitika zvekuti vanhu vanobatwa kunge muka.
Aiwa madzimai ngaabatwe zvakanaka.
Aiwa tino pedzisa izvenyu.
Nokuti kana vakasatibata zvakanaka handiti. Sometimes zvinozoita kuti mukadzi apinde kana kuti mumajeri. Zvimwe zvekuti anenge achimanikidzika pakurarama. Anopedzisira angoita zvimwe zvinhu zvese zvaanenge angofungidzira. Saka zvinozomupedzisira zvamuendesa musungwa. Saka musungwa iwomo hakusi kuda kwake asi kuti anenge ari munhu ari kumanikidzika.
Aiwa, my Venancio, lauti mu bate zvenyu makadaro timbotora ka break todzoka kwamuri. We have to say goodbye for now to Mr. Z. But Jenny and Magodonga, please do stay on the line. We'll be back in a bit. This is a
blessing. Katlo etgrinya program ikarbal benya bekul. Salam, danadaro.
The Voice of America.